Good day. So, have you ever heard someone the phrase saying, you can hear people talking but not listen to what they say? It's entirely possible to begin and carry on a conversation without listening to the other person. Listening is an action. You have to intentionally pay attention in order to listen to what is being said and what is being heard. This is so important when you are communicating with anyone that you want them to know you care about them. That is also why it's so important for us when we're talking to the unsaved person, as we prepare to bring the gospel to them, that they know that we are listening with them and we care about them. Last week I preached on begin with prayer. How important it is to begin everything with prayer. Today I am preaching on listening. Listening to others, listening to God, to show how much we care as we talk to them and listen to them. To really know where another person is at, so you can present the gospel to them in a way that they will listen to it, you need to know what's going on in their lives and in their loved ones' lives. We are not talking about hearing what they say and then the words disappear from your thoughts. We are talking about actively listening to what they say. To actively listen, you also have to show a physical interest on what they are saying and ask questions to clarify something they say. This empowers them to open up to you on how their life really is. Men, because we have an issue here, we are not trying to fix their lives. We are listening, not fixing. Okay? Then, what are we doing? We're developing a friendship with them. And how do we develop this friendship? Well, we are doing it by continuing our message on discovering our mission through bless. Bless. Begin with prayer. L, listen with care. Eat together. S, serve in the Lord. And S, share your love. Share your story. You see, to bless someone as you're bringing the gospel to them, begin first with prayer, then listen to them with care, eat together with them, serve with them, and share your story of salvation and what God has done. But let's continue with listening. James 1:19 says, everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak. I know some people, that's real easy. They just don't like to talk. And then, I hope I don't offend anybody, but there are some people that just talk and they just like to talk and no one else can get a word in. We want to make sure that we stop talking and listen to what the other person is saying. You see, God tells us here how important it is to listen, but not to put in our own two cents. When we think about evangelism, we usually think about talking. We're bringing the message to them, right? After all, evangelism does mean announce the good news. But far too often, we forget to listen as part of evangelism. effective evangelism begins with prayer. Then listen. Listen to God. So when you finish prayer, stop. And listen. Just your. I would say that from what I've read, only about 1 in 100,000 people will actually hear an audible word from God. So how are you going to listen to God? Through your heart, through your feelings. You'll feel that little push. Something in your mind will say. So listen to God. And listen to what those who plan to evangelize to have to say about themselves. We too often forget to listen to others, and we forget to listen to God. How many times, and I'm guilty of this too, how many times do you, Lord, bless my plants? When you tell them God to be in your passenger seat. God, show me your plan for me. And then listen. We begin with prayer, then we listen to God. Listening as God leads you, the person he wants you to befriend, so the gospel can be shared with them. Sometimes when you're out there and you're listening to God, he gives you that little push and says, there's your open door. Boom, right? We don't have to go through the process. We share the gospel right then. The person has already been, had the seed planted, the fertilizer has been applied, the rains have come. It just needs that extra little bit of information to burst through the ground from the seed. And that's when God tells you to open the door, step on it. But so many times, we need to befriend the person. Sometimes, depending upon what your gift is, he may bring one person into your life for you to bring the gospel to. Another person, he might bring many. And another, hundreds. And another, millions through the power of the internet. But whatever it is, do as God leads you. Listen as God leads you. No matter how impossible it seems, what God's telling you to do, remember, nothing is impossible for God. Listen to God, then take the first steps. That step of faith. Just listen and take those first steps and watch the amazing power of God. So we begin with prayer. Then we listen to God. We respond to God. And now we're going to listen to people. So that's where we're at today. Listening to people. One of the greatest gifts we can give someone is being fully attentive in their life. As we talk to them, give them our full attention. Good morning, guys. Welcome. Give a person our full attention and actively listen to them. By actively listening to them, we show them that we really care, that we respect their opinion. And we value them as a person. How many times in the last year have you all felt, when dealing with somebody, especially with a business or something, that you weren't a person, you were just a number? We want to make sure that we let them know that we think of them as a person. Jesus himself was and is a great listener. In Luke 18:33-42, I'm going to paraphrase, I'm not going to read it. We see where everyone else was ignoring and telling the blind man to be quiet. By ignoring him and telling him to be quiet, they're telling him that he was not important, that he wasn't worth listening to. But Jesus stopped. Do you remember that? Jesus was walking and talking, and Jesus stopped. And then he told the people, bring him to me. Without saying a word to the blind beggar, he hasn't talked to him yet, Jesus has showed how much he cared about him as a person. How? He stopped talking, he stopped walking, and he told them to bring him to him, and he turned his attention to the blind beggar. We need to demonstrate this in our own lives. We need to stop and turn our full attention to the person we're trying to bring to Christ. Do you know, in today's society, one of the best ways you can show somebody that you're really paying attention to them, as you start to talk, pull out your cell phone and put it on silent, put it back in your pocket. You're telling them they're more important than anyone else is calling them. That's important. You're giving them value. Stop being involved in the rest of the world for just a few minutes and talk to them and ask them how they're doing. Have you ever seen the movie Hook? It's not a Christian movie, but the movie Hook. Peter Pan is growing up to a full man. And again in the movie, Peter, who's an adult Peter Pan, is not listening to his family. As his wife and his children talk to him, he stops, pulls out his cell phone, and talks to work. Talks to everybody else. Shuts them out. But at the end of the movie, during a conversation with his wife, the cell phone starts to ring. The disgusted look comes all over her face as she pulls the cell phone out. And he goes, have you ever felt the sound of rushing wind? And throws his cell phone out the window. Can you imagine how much she felt that he really cared for her at that moment? Now, I'm not expecting you to throw your cell phone out the window when you're talking to somebody, but you get the idea. We need to turn our full attention to the person we are talking to. Have you ever had this? Saying hi to Finn, talking to her, and right in the middle of the conversation, I turn and start talking to somebody else. I just shut her off. Finn, how would that make you feel? I potentially offend you. We don't want to do that. Stop what you're doing and listen. In your life, how many times has someone said to you, how are you doing? And kept on walking. Do you think they really cared how you're doing? Do you think they even expected an answer? No. Look, though, at what Jesus did. He stopped, he called the blind man over. And when he came near to Jesus, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Look at this. Jesus was walking with the crowd. He was teaching. Everyone was telling this blind beggar to shut up. Jesus stopped. Quiet. Bring him to me. And then, as he came near, Jesus asked him, face to face, "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus wasn't looking in another direction. He did not stop talking to the blind beggar to talk to someone else. He did not shout at him from across the street, "What do you want?" Jesus waited until he was near him. And then he spoke to him directly, person to person. Jesus gave him his full attention. It doesn't matter if the person you're going to be talking to is a president, a senator, a governor, or the dirtiest, unkept, homeless person. They deserve your full attention. It doesn't matter if they're coming from a Christian background, a Buddhist, Muslim, or any other or atheist background, they deserve your full attention. We need to follow Jesus' example. When there is a person that the Lord has laid on your heart to talk to, go to that person face to face. It's okay to ask a person what they want. After all, how can you find out what they care about if you don't ask? And when they answer, if you know something what they're talking about, get enthused about it. Hey, yeah, I know about that. Hey, do you remember when he hit that home run? Sometimes they'll talk about something that you have no idea what you're talking about. Hey, I really enjoy this band Pure X. It's okay to say, "I've never heard of them before." Then really listen as they explain to you. By the way, I've never heard of Real X before until I searched it on the internet. It's an actual band. I couldn't tell you anything about it. But that's an example which you might come across. We need to let people we care about them as a person, not a target, not a number. It's okay to go out and speak to a bunch of people like Christ. But don't be coming in, "Hey, I talked to 15 people today about Christ." That's great. Now, how many of those 15 did not listen to you because you treated them as a number? Get involved. Get to know them. Become a friend. Before I go for a friend, back up a little bit. It's okay to stand out in the street corner and hand out tracts. That's great. If they talk to you, stop and spend time talking to them. Put the tracts in your back pocket and carry on a conversation. But become a friend. Whoa, wait a minute. Become a friend? I know a few people, when you tell them they have to become a friend, they throw their arms up in the air, running away, screaming in the opposite direction. There are some people who will say, "Oh, this is that same old touchy-feely stuff again," and walk away, don't get involved. Please, do not walk away from Christ. Pay attention to his guidance. Pray for courage. Pray for wisdom, and then pray that God will show you someone, bring someone to you. You know, that's one of the hardest things for Christians to do, is to fully surrender to Christ, because they're afraid if they do, God's going to send them somewhere and make them do something. You need to fully surrender. Turn your life over to Him. Then go out and talk to people. When God lets you know the right person is there, go and get to know them. Start a conversation with them. Really listen. You know what? That person might become a lifelong friend with you. But this is not a 1, 2, 3, you're done. This takes commitment. This takes faith in God. This takes submission and obedience to God. This takes caring enough to talk to someone so that maybe, just maybe, they will not spend eternity in hell. So remember, we need to pray first. Then we need to listen to God. Then we need to obediently go where God points us. Then we need to listen and actively listen to what the people we're talking to have to say. By doing this, we show we really care about them and what is happening. This way we can become friends. This way we can bring the gospel. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord God in heaven, we praise and glorify you. You are worthy of all praise. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, that you remember. Before anything, we always come to you first in prayer. We glorify your name. And then that we remember we need to pause, stop, and listen. Let us listen to you go out and bring the gospel by listening to us. Help us, dear Lord, to lead us in your path, not for our glory, but to glorify you and bring people to the glory of heaven. In Jesus' blessed name.